Open your Bibles before we get to our lesson. I do want to share a scripture with us tonight. In conjunction to Hebrews 5. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 7. When the Bible talked about holding fast to the faith and proving the nullification of the law and being justified by righteousness. The Holy Spirit says, "Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written to me to do," Hebrews 10:7. To do thy will, O God. That is to understand the purpose of God, the will of God, based on what is written in this book. And then when you go to Paul's account, I love this here when he says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as a fool, but someone who is wise." That's Ephesians 5:15. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And then in verse number 17, he says, "Wherefore, be ye not unwise." And this is the key word here. And this is what people fail to do. And that's the reason why God's will is being violated. Because see, it's not by me, it's not by you. But it is the Lord's will. You know, it was preordained, it was predestined before the foundation of the world, before the worlds even begin. That is, that we understand what is the will of the Lord. Let's go to Philippians tonight. I want to share some scriptures with you. Philippians 3:12, 4 or 5 points that I want to share with us today. Spiritual success in Philippians chapter 3. Beginning in verse number 12. Number 1, spiritual achievement, spiritual maturity, spiritual manhood, that perfect man that we've been talking about. Paul in Philippians 3:12, he begins by saying, "Not as though I have already attained." See, spirituality, heaven, see, it's based on condition. It's based on obedience. It's based on, do you understand what is the will of the Lord? And when he used the phrase, "Not as though I have already attained," our mindset is, I know I'm going to heaven, but I haven't got there now. So it's my responsibility, based on the conditions that's written in the book. See, based on that which is written, that I owe it to myself, I owe it to myself individually, that number one, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. Through a strong study life, through a strong prayer life, that I'm going to be faithful unto death based on that which is written in the book. Sometimes in spirituality, sometimes we as individuals, we get too holy. Or we get too self-righteous. In relationship to, sometimes we can quote scripture, sometimes we can be a good Bible teacher, sometimes we can be a great preacher, or whatever it may be. And sometimes we forget that we still, Revelation 2:10, has a responsibility to be thou faithful unto death. We must continue in thy word, being steadfast, unmovable, and always abound in the work of the Lord. Because the first step of achieving maturity is a conditional step. Because just because you've been baptized, just because you have been added to the body of Christ, just because you say that you're a member of the five-part congregation, that don't mean nothing if we don't meet the conditions in this book. And that's the reason why he used that phrase, not as though I have already attained. Now, I want to go to heaven, but I ain't got there yet. But I do have this perfect law of liberty. Amen. And I know that I do the things based on the conditions that's written in this book. Not being foolish, but being one wise. Understanding what is the will of the Lord. Those things that are written in this book that you understand. I understand what is the will of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6:19, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and throughout your spirituality, Colossians 3:1, you are constantly seeking and setting those things which are above in order that we can obtain based on not your will, not the world will, but God's will. Based upon the authority of the word of God. Brother, we never should be fooled. Or we never should be so hoodwinked in relationship to say, I've made it. See, I have made it. See, yes, I know I'm going to heaven based on that which is written in the book. But I got to maintain my heavenly citizenship. See, I got to keep on working while it's day because I don't know where night is. Simply because of that one concept that he says in verse number 12, not as though I have already attained. But we're going to fight a good fight. We're going to keep the faith in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So the first thing that I want us to remember is that let's keep on attaining. Let's keep on being faithful. Let's keep on being a good soldier for Christ. Putting on the whole armor of God. Starting to show yourself approved unto God. And when you have that mindset that you're going to work wise day, and you're not going to let nobody rob you of your spiritual benefits. And when you have that mindset, that's the first mindset of spiritual success. Number two thing that he said. He says in the second verse. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. This one thing that I do. Do you have a goal? I mean, sometimes you hear me preach and you hear me teach and you hear me saying things that we have to do, but do you literally have a plan, a spiritual plan in relationship to this thing that I do? You know, I'm in sales, and when I do work, sometimes I like to have a game plan of who I'm going to see, how many calls I'm going to make, or what I'm going to do in order to reach my goals. But those are physical goals. But what kind of goals do you have in relationship to spirituality to understand what Paul is saying? This one thing that I do. I mean, do you know tomorrow what time you're going to study God's word? See, when you're going to pray?
Amen? I mean, when you're going to do the thing that you need to do, when you as a family, the head of the family, going to call the family together, see, to pray, to study, to dwell on God's word. See, this one thing that I do. See, we need to have a goal in relationship to spirituality. Don't approach it haphazardly, amen? Just don't approach spirituality. Well, I'm going to do it, but I don't know what time I'm going to do it. Well, I'm going to do it, but I don't know when I'm going to do it. I mean, this thing is so important that this one thing that I'm going to do. See, and put your roadmap as to what you're going to do. When you're going to study. I'm going to study at 7 a.m. in the morning. See, and whatever you put down, you keep it. And you do it every day. And then the more you do it, the more you're going to get a habit. It's going to become a part of your life. Same thing you may say. Well, at 10:30, I walk down to Griffin. See, at 10 o'clock, I walk down to Griffin. At 6 o'clock, we eat dinner. And you do it every day. But those are physical things. But what kind of goal, this thing, this one thing that I do, that we do toward our spirituality? See? We need to adapt that a part of our life and make it a part of our life. Because see, this gonna determine how much we attain, how much we grow. And that's what he's talking about over here. He says, this one thing that I do. And then the next thing that he said in doing those things, he said, number three, forgetting those things which are behind. Let me tell you something. Dwell on the past. See, dwell on the past can rob you of your future. Did you hear what I just said? See, sometimes we dwell on the past too much that, number one, we can't attain, amen, because the past going to hold you back from not attaining, amen. Am I right? See, you cannot do because you never did. See, you didn't do it in the past, so therefore when you dwell on the past, see, what you're going to do, it's going to block you out from being able to do. Amen. Forget those things behind and press on toward the mark. See, that's the grace of God. That's the love of God. That's the grace of God. Unmerited the favor that he allow you and me to have breath long enough in order to make the adjustments. Amen. See, you make those spiritual adjustments. You can't dwell on the past. Yes, this is what I did yesterday, but today is a new day. Amen. See, you ain't got to dwell on the past. Because you dwell in the past, it's going to block you the future. You can't go forward looking through the rearview mirror. Amen. You got to press on toward that mark if you're going to be able to attain and realize this one thing that I do, that is forgetting those things which are behind. See, a lot of times, people like to hold things against us. People say, I remember. See, I remember. See, yesterday was yesterday. This morning was this morning. But this afternoon is this afternoon, amen. And see, every day that the Lord gives us new breath, see, what we got to do is forget about, and then we need to reset our goals, amen, on a daily basis, amen. You did this yesterday, you prayed at 7 o'clock, I mean, you studied at 8 o'clock, You doing this here, and then as you do it each day, check it off, amen. Because what you're doing, this one thing you do, so you're going to attain, amen, amen. But you're going to forget about it if you didn't do it, and then restart all over the next day, amen, amen. See, and this one thing that he's saying here, if you're going to attain, if this one thing you're going to do, see, you can't dwell on yesterday. See, today is a new day. The blood is still running warm in our veins. And I think a lot of times we don't reach these spiritual goals or we don't realize what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us because we literally hadn't thought about it. Amen. This is what he's talking about. We talked about Matthew 11, peel up your yoke. It's responsibility that you and I have in relationship to being a child of God. That is, to forget those things which are behind, amen, see, and look at the next part. And reach forth unto those things which are before. Now, question. How in the world are you going to reach for something when you're reaching for the past? How are you going to reach for something when the past is holding you back? You understand what I'm saying? See, you're not going to attain. You're not going to do it. Because you're going to be dwelling on negativity. You're going to be dwelling on things not even important. And that's the reason why the Holy Spirit, in that next verse, he takes the whole verse here, in verse 12, now as though I've already attained, either already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehend, but there's one thing that I do. See, there's one thing that I do. Forget those things which are behind. Why? So that I can reach. See, that I can grab. Was out there for me based upon the will of God. Then, when you have that mindset to realize that each day we're going to attain, we're going to count, amen. And I'm not talking about one, two, three. We're going to use the word to reason, to think, to reckon, amen, to be able to prove what is right. See, when we are tempted by divers temptations. Amen. See, you're going to do that, see, by realizing what you're supposed to do. See, not because you didn't do it yesterday, but because you know what you got to do and you can continue to do it by reaching forth for those things. Now look at verse 14. And guess what, y'all? Verse 14, it's not applicable if you don't understand verse 12 and 13. Because how are you going to press for something that you don't know what you're pressing for? How are you going to press for something? How are you going to drive for something? How are you going to desire something? How are you going to want something when, number one, you don't know what you want? Amen? And you know, that's a sad connotation. Think about this, brother. We call ourselves Christians. See, it have all these beautiful benefits. The power of the word. In those 21 books, amen. It's just full of them, amen. And we have it at our disposal, but because we are ignorant, because we are foolish and not wise, don't have understanding, see, we can't do, we can't attain, we can't forget, we can't reach, because we don't know how to press. You with me? You don't know how to press. You don't know how to go get it. See, you can't press if you don't know how to utilize the book. Amen? The book is no benefit to you. You can't reach at it. See, when you take the book and when you start eating the book through study, amen, some going to be sweet and some going to be bitter. Amen? But because we reach and because we are attaining, amen, because you know this is what I got to do if I'm going to be that perfect man, if I'm going to be complete, if I'm going to be without blemish. See, I'm tying that back into James, amen. See, he says in verse number 14, he says, I press. Well, what are you pressing for? Well, he says, the mark. Well, if you don't know what the mark is, well, how are you going to press? If you hadn't attained. How are you going to press toward the mark when all you hear about is heaven, but you don't know what heaven is all about? Heaven is just a five-letter word to a lot of people. It's just lip service. Amen? Because literally, heaven is five letters. Six-letter word, thank you. It's a six-letter word. Amen? And to a lot of people, it's nothing but a lip service. Because, see, they don't know the conditions. They don't know what heaven is all about. They don't know what being a Christian is all about in relationship to the benefits of being with. See, if you don't know who Jesus is, well, how in the world are you going to go be with Jesus? You understand what I'm saying? I press. See, never lose your desire to this thing called heaven. Never lose your desire of John 10:10. Never lose your desire. But see, in order to keep that desire in front of you, brethren, you just got to keep your goals, this thing that I do. See, this is what you got to do. You can't let nobody in the past come back and snatch it from you. Right. Amen. Because see, what the world going to do, the world going to talk about you. Amen. Because see, the world going to be haters. The world going to be jealous. Because see, they see something that they don't understand, and they know you got something that they can't have. Amen. See, and you just can't dwell, and you can't let nobody do that to you. See, because guess what? That's the scheme of the devil. See, when he destroy your mindset, and he get you to go back on their level. See, and see, our level is a better level than their level. Amen. You understand? You understand? And see, every day you going, this thing I'm going to do, amen, you're going to be looking at those things, amen. I'm going to pray at something. I'm going to study. I mean, I get home, we're going to eat, we're going to cut the TV off, and we're going to study that chart. I'm going to make sure all my children know those 66 books in the Bible. I remember when Sean there was little, Sean may remember this here, and we were so proud. We were going to Norwood. That's one good thing came out of Norwood. Was that we used to have little cards, and they would have like questions on them, and then the answers would be on the back, like when did the church begin, you know, what does the word church mean, how many books in the Bible, and it was a stack of them, but we gave them like little keychains that they hooked onto their belt, you see, and every time they mastered the sayings, they gave them the little cards. And they would walk around like little peacocks because they were so proud. And Sean would look at Eric and say, I got more cards than you got. And Eric would say, I got more cards than you got. But it was competition. It was competition. And they started, you know. And they was obtaining. They had a goal. And they worked toward that. You remember that, Sean? Yeah. We'll sit down at the dinner table, you know, and we'd be eating, and I say, well, get an extra piece of chicken. What did I preach about? So I didn't do that. But we used to quiz them. We used to quiz them, you know. Well, what did I preach about? What did I say? And there was positive motivation behind it. There were rewards behind it because we were trying to get them to pay attention. See, don't be just coming to church, just sitting there and going to sleep or not paying attention. And the reason why, because I wanted them to understand what was the purpose of worship. See, and that's the thing that husband has a responsibility to do towards your children. That is that on a daily basis, a bi-weekly basis, it should be some time that when the family get together, cut the TV off and just get in that word, amen. See? And need to be put on the refrigerator. You put the homework on the refrigerator. You put everything else on the refrigerator. It should be on the refrigerator. Family Bible study. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Before we eat. See? So that you can press toward that mark. Because he said, I press toward the mark for the prize. And then the last thing. Of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See. And I think these are things that we need to understand in relationship to spiritual growth. Number one, keep on obtaining. Number two, don't never forget this one thing that I do. Number three, forgetting those things behind. Number four, keep reaching forward. Number five, keep pressing toward the prize. Of the high calling of God. In relationship to doing the Lord's will and achieving the spiritual success that we all need as we strive to make heaven our home. Is there anyone here today that needs to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Come right now as we stand and we sing.